Russ Davis inviting you to stay tuned for more Jazz America following the news on VOA Music Mix.
Nigeria and Boko Haram reach ceasefire and agree to free schoolgirls. President Obama battles political fallout of Ebola. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. Nigeria has reached a ceasefire agreement with the Islamic militant group Boko Haram, which has agreed to free more than 200 schoolgirls who were kidnapped in April. Nigeria's highest-ranking military official announced the ceasefire agreement Friday. He ordered all of the country's military chiefs to abide by the deal. Nigerian presidential aide Hassan Tukur.
I will say they have announced a unilateral ceasefire. Nigerian government has responded accordingly. And we are now monitoring to see if the ceasefire is holding, and I hope it will hold.
Boko Haram has terrorized Nigeria for the last 5 years as it tries to turn northern Nigeria into a conservative Islamic state. Fears of Ebola have become a factor as Americans prepare to go to the polls next month in congressional elections that could see Democrats losing control of the Senate. In his remarks, U.S. President Barack Obama sought to contain the political damage that could result from Americans' anxiety over Ebola.
It's important for all of us to keep perspective in terms of how we handle this. We are taking this very seriously at the highest levels, starting with me.
President Obama's approval ratings have already suffered. Polls last month showed many Americans are not happy with his handling of foreign policy, including the threat posed by Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria. Political analysts say the Ebola issue could make Democrats vulnerable going into next month's elections. This is VOA News. Kurdish forces are now in their second month defending the northern Syrian border city of Kobani, aided by airstrikes from the U.S. coalition. The commander of U.S. forces in the Middle East says the fight for Kobani is providing the coalition with opportunities to destroy Islamic State militants and keep them out of Iraq. General Lloyd Austin, the head of U.S. Central Command forces waging war against Islamic State extremists, says coalition airstrikes around Kobani are not a diversion from U.S. goals.
My goal is to defeat and ultimately destroy ISIL. And if he continues to present us with major targets, as he has done in the Kobani area, then clearly we'll service those targets, and we've done so very, very effectively here of late.
He also affirmed that actions against or around the Syrian town are carried out to shape the conditions in Iraq, which he says remains the coalition's main focus. Russian and European leaders described difficult talks in Milan aimed to end the crisis in Ukraine, which has sunk relations between the two sides to their lowest level in years. Lisa Bryant has our story from Paris.
The talks among Russian, EU, and Ukrainian leaders overshadowed a key summit between the European Union and Asia. Russian and European leaders said there had been some advances, although German Chancellor Angela Merkel said she saw no breakthrough so far, and the Kremlin spokesman described them as full of misunderstandings and disagreements. British Prime Minister David Cameron said what counts now is results.
Getting Russian troops out of Ukraine, getting heavy weapons out of Ukraine, and respecting all the agreements.
If that doesn't happen, Cameron said, the European Union must maintain sanctions and pressure on Moscow. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Authorities in Hong Kong say three police officers were injured as police tried to control thousands of protesters coming back to an area they were cleared from earlier in the day during a pre-dawn raid. Friday evening, Hong Kong law enforcement used pepper spray and batons on throngs of protesters who were attempting to reclaim areas in the Mong Kok district. According to observers, dozens of protesters were knocked to the ground and carried away by police. The U.S. Air Force brought another robotic space plane back to Earth Friday after a nearly two-year flight that is covered in mystery. The top-secret vehicle called X-37B landed at Vandenberg Air Force Base in Southern California. This is the third time the Air Force has launched a robotic space plane to orbit the Earth. It will only say the flights are risk reduction experiments. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation between two of the greats of jazz today, John Pizzarelli and Ramsey Lewis, as they help us celebrate Nat King Cole on this edition of Jazz America. Yes, we'll return to the site of the 35th Detroit Jazz Festival and go under what they call there the Jazz Talk Tent, where jazz musicians get together to talk about their careers and jazz in general. In this case, just before their performance of the classic music of Nat King Cole, Ramsey Lewis, the great pianist, and vocalist and guitarist John Pizzarelli got together to talk about Nat King Cole. We'll listen in and hear some wonderful music from these artists and Nat himself. But right now, let's celebrate the birthday of another of the greats of jazz history, who was born this month on the 21st of October in 1917. John Burks Dizzy Gillespie, the master trumpeter, musical visionary, great composer and band leader, was born, and he lived a long and prosperous life until the age of 75 when he died in 1993. Dizzy Gillespie, we'll celebrate him right now with one of his most famous songs from 1945, with another great of jazz history joining with him, Charlie Parker on alto sax. Here's Dizzy Gillespie and his sextet Groovin' High to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
It winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City, looks my height, Tennessee, Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Boston, San Bernardino, don't you get hip to this timely tip when you make that California trip. Get your kicks on Route 66. to this timeless. When you make that California trip, I get your kicks on Route 66. I get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks, get your kicks on 66.
John Pizzarelli on guitar and vocals. He was just a young guy in 1994 when he released the album Dear Mr. Cole, his celebration of the great songs and his love of Nat King Cole. And joining with him, a couple of other youngsters on the piano, Benny Green, and on the bass, Christian McBride. That, of course, is their version of the Nat King Cole classic, Route 66. Let's return now to the Jazz Talk tent at the Detroit Jazz Festival and listen in some more on the conversation between John Pizzarelli and his bandmate on stage at the Detroit Jazz Festival, Ramsey Lewis, the great pianist, as they celebrated the music of Nat King Cole on stage and talked about Nat King Cole under the Jazz Talk tent. Let's get some thoughts from John Pizzarelli and Ramsey Lewis on how they came together to create this celebration of Nat King Cole.
Ramsey came up with a great concept for making it really our take on the songs and the thing. Ramsey did a great job of putting the arrangements together and thinking of making it something different than just saying, here's the exact arrangement of Sweet Lorraine or the exact this or that. You know, it's more but less the songs, but with our kind of idea to it.
John knows every song that everything Nat ever did. So we decided to do something together. I said, so what, you know, what do you like? He says, well, I know all of Nat's songs. I said, oh, well, let's go there. And we had our first rehearsal, and he knows all of Nat's songs. And I said, well, let me hear this one. And so I said, what if you do this so well, what if we take what you do and put it in this song and turn it around? And fortunately, you know, he didn't slap me and say, no, no, no.
Why would I say no, no, no to him? It was perfect. He's such a great man, as aside from a great musician. So that's no, you know.
Thank you. Thank you. Every now and then, he'll think of more Nat. I tell you, he knows all of Nat's songs. And we can't do all of Nat's songs in one show.
Right.
So every now and then, he'll come and he'll say, hey, what about this? And he'll have the chords all written out. He'll give me the chords.
Then they talked about their favorite Nat King Cole songs.
I think you like Nature Boy, probably.
Yeah, I like Nature Boy. That was one of the things we loved. When I was in high school, that was one of the songs that everybody was singing. It's poetic and it's prophetic. There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy, who wandered very far, very far away. The last couple lines, since I was in high school, stayed with me, and I didn't know what the hell it meant until I was a grown man. The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love.
Be loved.
And be loved in return.
Absolutely.
That's meaningful. Toss those words around in your head. But I just like his albums. You know, I can't think of it. On my iPod, I probably have every Nat Cole album that's been put on CD on there.
And then John Pizzarelli took his turn to give us some thoughts on Nat King Cole classics that he enjoys listening to and performing.
The one that comes to mind that I was sort of fond of was Portrait of Jenny, which was the song after Unforgettable on our greatest hits record in the house that we had, you know, in Bucky's place. He had that record. And the last track on side one was Red Sails in a Sunset. I always liked that record. Aside from the ones I mentioned, you know, I think Body and Soul is one of the great records of Body and Soul. That trio record is fantastic. Nat's chorus on that.
Yeah.
Fantastic. When you play Body and Soul, you're trying to capture that. Even though you're not copying, you always want to figure, if I could play one chorus like the way they play that chorus on Body and Soul, and, you know, there's something to strive for, you know, just to listen. When I hear Oscar Moore's chorus, I keep going, well, I just want to play one chorus like that. Maybe tonight will be the night.
Thank you.
There you had a chance to hear the song that Ramsey Lewis and John Pizzarelli love so much, the piano playing of Nat King Cole and the classic Body and Soul. Now, speaking of classics, let's celebrate another birthday of a jazz great who passed away in 1996 at the age of 62. Eddie Harris, one of the great saxophonists and a real innovator, too. He is credited with possibly being the very first to electrify his saxophone on stage and in the studio. He was born on the 20th of October in 1934, so he'd be 80 years old if he were around today, and I'm sure he'd be making some wonderful soulful music just like this, one of his many compositions that has been recut by artists over the years. Here's Eddie Harris with Listen Here on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. Thank you. Just one of the many songs that the great saxophonist composer Eddie Harris is going to be known for all time. Listen here, alongside great songs he wrote like Cold Duck Time, Freedom Jazz Dance, Sham Time, and so many more. Hope you enjoyed that. Here on VOA's Jazz America, Russ Davis here, and we've got more with John Pizzarelli and Ramsey Lewis as they remember Nat King Cole coming right up. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And obviously, most of my email comes from listeners listening to Jazz America around the world outside of the United States, but some people listen online, and they can also listen to it on my own personal online radio channel, Moja Radio. That's Moja, MOJARADIO.com, where you can listen to the Jazz America program anytime you like. It's posted there each week. And one of those listeners is Tim Thacker, and he wrote me this email. Hi, Russ Davis. I wanted to thank you for all the great jazz music you play each week. I've written you in the past. In case you don't remember, I'm the guy from New Jersey that works in a library that orders music for our library. So I need to keep up with what's hot in music, and I find your show to be an invaluable resource for jazz music, and I've had lots of compliments on the collection as a whole. I attribute some of that to your good taste in jazz music. Longtime listener, Tim Thacker. Well, thank you, Tim. I'm so glad that I'm able to contribute a bit to your collecting of great jazz recordings, and here's one that's just come out. That's something old and new at the same time. Now, what's the answer to that riddle? It is a new release by Charles Lloyd, the multi-instrumentalist known as a saxophonist and flutist. And in this case, he's going to play the flute for us with Gabor Szabo on guitar, Ron Carter on bass, and Pete LaRocca on the drums. Recorded live in 1965 at Slug Saloon in New York City. Here's the Gabor Szabo composition, Lady Gabor, Charles Lloyd. Just for you, Tim Thacker, listening to VOA's Jazz America. Thank you. That many jazz piano players, jazz musicians in general, who've had big top 10 pop hits on the radio over the years. But one of them is Ramsey Lewis. And you heard one of his hit songs alongside songs like Sun Goddess and I'm In with the In Crowd. Wade in the Water with his trio from 1965, the album and the song. A big hit for Ramsey Lewis. This is Russ Davis. You're listening to VOA's Jazz America. And once again, let's go under the talk tent at the Detroit Jazz Festival to hear the words of Ramsey Lewis and his compatriot on stage at the festival, celebrating the music of Nat King Cole, guitarist and vocalist John Pizzarelli. John Pizzarelli and Ramsey Lewis talked about how Nat King Cole and his silky, smooth, confident way of performing influenced them.
Well, there's certain things that when I listen to the live records, there's a live record from the Sands, the last one. It's so amazing. When he'll say, now I'm going to play a little piano, and the song goes like this. Or he had a way of getting from place to place. And I always marvel at the way he did it on the show, just to go into even little bits. He did one where he sang upstairs, or I think Ella Fitzgerald was upstairs, and he was downstairs singing, dancing on the ceiling, and it was all sorts, all through the little setups. He was so good at that. There's a struggle, I guess, to try and be that cool. You know, nothing seemed to throw him. You know, it was very interesting.
And there was a piano thing that Nat used to do. At the end of a chorus, you know, you go to the dominant chord to get back to the beginning of the next chorus. And when I was playing with the band called The Clefts in Chicago, I didn't know. As I say, I came from classical and gospel. See, Ramsey, you don't always have to play the whole chord when you're going back to the top of the song. Just hit the dominant. If you're in the key of F, you know, just hit C a few times. You know, rhythmically, Nat Cole. And there are other things that Nat left us with. Space, you know, right? He didn't play...
And the way he played just behind his singing.
Yep.
You know, he'd sit there and say, you know, I just found joy, ba-doo-dum-dee-do. I'm as happy as a baby boy, ba-doo-dum-dee-do. And Oscar Peterson talked, said nobody could accompany or play like that behind a singer. It was the way he played just those little things when he stopped singing. There was a little something to play in there, and that's why it was unlike anything else. It's hard to sing and play at the same time. But Nat had a way of doing it that was really amazing, that was brilliant.
You know, another thing that Nat brought to piano players, Bud Powell made it okay to play a lot of notes, play bebop all over the place, and left very little space for air for the music to breathe. But then that was the style of the day, you know, bebop. But when Nat came, he left space after certain phrases. So you could say, okay, I got this. And then he'd move on. But, and Art Tatum, they would kind of start in one run and go right into the next one. And we'd leave us gasping for breath. I mean, we're very impressed. But Nat came from, maybe it's because when Nat... early on, he was playing in these clubs where John and Jane Doe were sitting there. And they don't need to be impressed with, look how fast I can play, right? He's got to let them feel the music. And swing.
Oh, yeah. The time is unbelievable.
That's kind of where Oscar got that hard swing from, too. Swing very hard. Thank you.
Hi, this is Chick Corea, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
Thank you.
Well, two great trios back-to-back. That was Chick Corea from his new release Triology with Thelonious Monk's classic work. And preceding that, Nat King Cole and his classic trio with his composition Bop Kick from 1949. From Chick Corea and Nat King Cole to the brother of Nat, Freddie Cole, from his new release Singin' the Blues on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network.
I get the blues when that evening sun goes down. I get the blues when that evening sun goes down. 'Cause it makes me think that I'm on my last go round. Now when some people get the blues, they jump overboard and drown. When some people get the blues, they jump overboard and drown. But when I get the blues, I grab a chair and sit right down. Everybody tries to tell me how to ease my worried mind. Everybody tries to tell me how to ease my worried mind. Just let me get my hands on some big money. That's one woman I'm sure to find. I'll play the blues. Across that old muddy pond. Every time I look across that old muddy pond, I get to thinking about my baby, and I know that's the way she's gone.
That's the great Freddie Cole, the brother of Nat King Cole, carrying on the family tradition. From the album Singin' the Blues, his brand new release, Freddie Cole singing Muddy Water Blues. This is Russ Davis. Thanks so much for listening. Sure hope you enjoyed all the celebration of Nat King Cole and all the straight-ahead jazz we've been hearing on this edition of the show. Lots of great acoustic stuff, piano trios and the like. We're going to do something completely different next week as we look back to the 1950s and 60s for the standards of pop music from back in that day and talk to Bill Frisell, the great guitarist, about his new album, Guitar in the Space Age. That's next week here on Jazz America. I hope you'll join me then. Thanks for listening, folks.